How's it going, everyone? My name is Scott Bennett, and thank you for listening to the Third Decade Podcast. Today, we're going to be talking about rollover IRAs. Rollovers can be one of the more confusing things that participants do when completing their financial plans. And we get quite a lot of questions on the mechanics and how to do that. It can also seem a little bit intimidating. So we wanted to release a really quick podcast that's hopefully helpful and answer some of the questions that we receive quite a lot. So the first thing that we wanted to address is, what is a rollover IRA? Basically, you are rolling over money from an old employer-sponsored plan, like a 401k, a 403b, a 457, even sometimes a pension plan, into your own personal IRA or individual retirement account. IRA stand for individual retirement account. So your employer-sponsored plans, like your 401ks, those are controlled. Your employer, or in this case for rollovers, your old employer had set this plan up. And it's based on the rules and things that they put into place of the plan, who your plan administrator is going to be, who your custodian is going to be, who your investment firm is going to be. What are your choices? And a big reason that people do rollovers is to get that personal control over their assets. I left this old employer. There's no reason for it to be at this plan anymore. So who should be thinking about doing a rollover? I said before, somebody who left their old job. And that's really the first thing. There are This is a little bit confusing, but it's important because I don't want to put any misinformation out there. You can do what's called in-service distributions in some 401k plans or some employer-sponsored plans, which means you can still be enrolled in the plan and employed by that firm, and they've allowed for you to take the money out of that plan while you're still employed with them. Those are really rare, though, and but I just wanted to make a note there, because I'm going to be talking of mostly for the people who have left their old job, left an employer-sponsored plan, and they just have that money sitting there. So we talked to give an example, we talked to third decaders all the time in our mentor meetings that say, you know, we ask each third decader to break down the different accounts that they have. And a lot of times we'll hear, I have, you know, four different 401ks. And that's because that person's been through a few different jobs and things. Or I have a 401k and a 403b and a 457, all from old employers. Well, that's okay. It's not necessarily the end of the world, but for prudent financial planning, it's probably a good idea to consolidate those and take control over them yourselves. A lot of times when we talk to third decaders, they go, I don't even know how to log into that account, or I don't have no idea what that's invested in. If you're keeping track of all of those old accounts and stuff, okay, maybe it's fine to leave them there. But for the vast majority of people we talk to, it makes a lot of sense to do a rollover so you can have control over those assets, you know where they are, and you just have a lot more organization based around your personal finances. Another reason to think about doing a rollover IRA is, a lot of times you can save on fees and expenses. So with the employer-sponsored plan, there are usually a little bit more expenses associated with those. Now, this isn't always the case, but by opening up a rollover IRA, you have a better chance of saving on fees and expenses. So if you're looking at your plan documents from your old employer-sponsored plan and you're seeing that there's management fees and different fees associated with being in that plan, and you can compare those to the fees associated with opening up a rollover IRA, a lot of time that rollover IRA is going to be cheaper and you're going to be open to more fund options. So as I touched on before, in an employer-sponsored plan, you're kind of at the mercy of whatever that plan has selected as their available funds. And sometimes that's fine because they have really good fund options available. Other times, I've seen some pretty terrible employer-sponsored plans in terms of the amount of fees associated with their fund options available. When I look at some employer-sponsored plans, I'm always shocked to see some that, you know, don't even offer a fund that's under 1% in terms of an expense ratio. When you can easily get funds out there that are indexed, approached for 0.05%. So another reason is you are open to more funds that would also potentially save you on fees. So those are some of the reasons to do it. What are the things to look out for when doing a rollover IRA? So you want to make sure you do what's called a direct transfer rollover. If I say one thing in this entire podcast, that is what you should hear, a direct transfer rollover. So what does that mean? Let's back up a little bit. You have an employer-sponsored plan, and I'm going to use a 401k as an example. You have left that employer, and you're no longer working with them. You might even have another 401k open at your new employer, and you're working. And this could be somebody that you left working for a few years ago, or even longer. Or it could be somebody you left working last month, but you're no longer employed by that person. You don't plan to go back to working for that person or that company. That money that you had in your 401k is probably invested. It should be invested in whatever you left it invested in. And they'll kind of leave it in there and leave it alone. You can't contribute to it anymore because you're no longer employed for them, but it's still invested in whatever you left it invested in. Now, you want to open up a rollover IRA for all of those reasons I just went over. So the first step is to contact an institution that you would open up this rollover IRA, a Charles Schwab, a Vanguard, a Fidelity. Those are the big ones that a lot of our participants use. And if you already have a Roth IRA or an IRA open at an institution, you can use that same one. So you call and you say, hey, I need to open up a rollover IRA. You can do it online very easily as well. And have that account open first. If you already have an IRA open, great. That rollover money can be put into that IRA. But direct transfer rollover, again, as I said, very, very important. What this means is your old 401k is sending that money to your new account, to the new IRA or the already established IRA, the rollover, and not to you. And that's a big, big distinction, because if that old plan says, I'm sending this to you, they're obligated to take out 20% withholding, 20% taxes on that money. So let's say you have $10,000 in that account, in that 401k, and you don't do a direct transfer rollover, you're going to get a check for $8,000 because that old plan is withholding 20% to send to the IRS for tax purposes. Now, if you do a direct transfer rollover, you have $10,000 in that account, you're going to get $10,000 into your next IRA. Now, you do have, let's say, worst case scenario, you get that check sent directly to you. Again, we'll use a $10,000 example. $10,000 is sent, or $8,000 instead of $10,000 is sent directly to you. You do have 60 days to deposit that money into an IRA so the IRS won't look at it as a distribution. However, there is another hurdle to get over if this happens. So the $10,000 example, you have $10,000, you get sent a check for $8,000 because the old employer plan did not send it as a direct transfer rollover. They sent it directly to you. What you then have to do is deposit not just that $8,000 into a new IRA before 60 days. You also have to deposit the additional $2,000 that was withheld. So the full amount of $10,000 has to be deposited into an IRA. And if not, let's just say you deposit that $8,000, the IRS is going to look at that as a distribution, and you'll be hit with the 10% early distribution penalty on that money as well. Not something you want to do. So again, a direct transfer rollover. Now, some people have Roth 401ks. You It's the same thing. You can do a Roth 401k into a Roth IRA. You might have both. You might have both Roth money and traditional 401k money in your 401k. You would open up two separate accounts. If you have no Roth IRA or no IRA, you'd open up a Roth IRA and a rollover IRA or a traditional IRA, and that money would be transferred into those accounts. Another thing to look out for when doing a rollover is that the money a lot of times is being sent to your institution in cash, right? So the old, it might have been invested and might have been invested okay in your own plan, in your old plan. But when that's sent over to your new institution, that money is going to be in cash most of the time. So it's up to you to know when that comes in and reinvest it how you want to invest it based on your financial plan. You definitely don't want that money just sitting there in cash. That defeats the purpose. If you're not going to reinvest that money, I'd rather it sit in the old plan probably. So you need to look out and know when that money's coming in. When you see it, reinvest it into the market if your goal is long-term growth, if you have a long time horizon there, as a lot of the third decaders do. And watch out, because it will come in cash. So how do you do this? A lot of times when you open up a rollover IRA, or even if you have an IRA or a Roth IRA at an institution already, you can call that institution and say, hey, I'm looking to do a rollover. I need some help. And they have people dedicated to doing this because you're putting more money into their institution. It's a good thing for them as a business, as well as yourself. You now have more control over it. If for some reason you don't get that much help and you're still going, I have no idea how to do this, really what you want to do is you want to reach out to your old employer's plan administrator, who was sending you the statements when you were getting 401k statements, or who did you have a login to. Reach out to them and you say, hey, I have an account with you all. I'm looking to do a rollover. How do I do that? They should be able to send you all the necessary paperwork that you'll have to fill out. Now, there is some paperwork associated with it. On that paperwork is where you're going to mark that direct transfer rollover. And they'll ask you, do you want to do a direct transfer? That answer is yes. And you need to write as well the account that you want that direct transfer to go to. So have that account number ready. Have all that information ready. Again, your new custodian that you work with, that you open up the account at, should be able to help you out with that. Last thing, as a very almost technical aside, if you have a traditional 401k and you just do a rollover into a traditional IRA, meaning tax deferred, you weren't taxed on that money when it went in, you're not taxed on the growth now, and then you're taxed when you withdraw the money in retirement. If that's the case, everything I said applies. If it's the case that you have a traditional 401k and you want to put that money, let's say, into a Roth IRA, so it's traditional money, tax deferred money that you want to convert into Roth money, you can do that as well. However, you have to pay taxes on the full amount that you convert. So it is a good decision for some people. It's a pretty technical decision. I would talk to a CPA or somebody like that before doing that, because you could have a hefty tax bill at the end if you're transferring a bunch of money from a tax-deferred account to a Roth account. So all in all, rollover IRAs are a really good idea if you have a bunch of accounts, or if you have an old employer account that you're saying, oh, the fees and stuff for this are too much, or I never look at it, or it would be much easier for it to be in with mine. And if you want control over that money, if you say, oh, I would much rather invest in this passive index mutual fund that I can get for a lot cheaper in a rollover IRA than I could in my old employer plan, that's when to do a rollover IRA. Make sure, again, I'm going to finish with this, that it is a direct transfer rollover, can sometimes be called trustee to trustee. Basically, you want them sending the check to the other institution and not to you yourself. So don't be too intimidated by it. There's lots of stuff online to walk you through this. Again, the if you choose to do a rollover, the institution that you open it up at should be able to help you as well. Or if you have a third decade mentor, you can reach out to them and they can give you some tips and stuff for how to do it as well. I hope this was helpful to anybody thinking about this as a decision, and we will talk to you again soon. Thanks.